Sarah Shook is a 31-year-old upstate New York native relocated to North Carolina. The single mom didn't really consider herself a professional songwriter and musician, but after 10 years of playing music around Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and with the urging and insistence of her guitar player, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers released Sidelong, her first LP, on her own label. The response to the record, both in the United States and internationally, was so overwhelming. The record was picked up for re-release on legendary Chicago insurgent country label Bloodshot. With a critically acclaimed album and a record contract from a prominent indie label, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers are hitting the road. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers will appear Friday evening, June 30th, at Bar None in downtown Springfield as part of the Bedrock 66 Live music series. We spoke with Sarah Shook from her home in North Carolina.
It's been a really interesting ride. I know I wasn't even really into the idea of recording a full-length album. Like, I'm just not an ambitious person at all. And, you know, I like making music. I love my bandmates, but I never really thought that music was going to be a career to me. It was just supposed to be this, you know, fun thing that I did on the weekends sometimes. All of that changed when we first independently released Sidelong. I mean, we were just kind of blown away by the attention and the press that it received on an international scale. You know, we didn't have a manager, we didn't have a publicist, we didn't have a record label. Like, we were doing everything ourselves. And so we were all just kind of, I think, a little bit blown away by that. And I think that that's one of the things that ultimately caught Bloodshot's attention. This record was doing really well, sales-wise, was getting good press and good write-ups. I grew up with a pretty strict parenting, and we weren't allowed to listen to music unless it was very religious, like praise and worship music or classical. Those were the two options we had. And, I mean, this was long enough ago that, you know, cassette tapes were still a thing, so my folks actually had a really good collection of classical composers. Listened to that a lot growing up. Wrote my first song when I was about 9 on piano. I taught myself guitar when I was 16. And I think I played my first show when I was 21. So I've been doing it for a while. I've been certainly writing songs for a long time. Pretty shortly after I started playing solo shows, I formed my first band, Sarah Shook and the Devil. And that was real, like, traditional, old school, kind of Hank Senior style country where there were no drums and the upright bass and the rhythm guitar were the rhythm section. And that band was together for about 3.5 years. When that band broke up, my guitarist Eric Peterson and I kind of stuck together and muddled our way through a very short-lived attempt at a band. And then we finally got the kind of sound and direction we were after for a while in the form of the Disarmers. Definitely from the point of view of this man who has really just lived a terrible life and used people and kind of just been a monster. It's the entire point, I guess, is totally poking fun at him, you know, and to be like, you know, mom's certainly not going to be appeased, you know, with a tattoo by way of apology, you know. So definitely one of the more cooking fun songs on Cyclone.
Well, I went all the places Mama told me not to go, and I did all the things that Mama told me not to do, and I found all the women you'd be crazy to take home. But I'm gonna make it up to Mama with this mother heart.
A five piece. I play guitar and do all the singing. We have Eric Peterson on electric guitar. John Howie Jr. is on the drums. Phil Sullivan plays pedal steel. And Aaron Oliva is on upright bass. It's a lot of fun. We really enjoy each other's company. We really enjoy playing together. It'd be great to make some new friends and see some new faces up there. Make it up to-